Good morning, Five Forks Baptist Church family, and happy Mother's Day. We are so glad that you could join us today, especially if you are one of those special ladies that we're taking a moment today to honor. And we are so glad that you could be here. Now, today, if you are a lady in our congregation, we want to let you know that we have a gift for you. So if you'd like to come by the office this week, you can pick up that gift. It'll be right outside the office door, and you can take one with you. And we would just love to celebrate you during the course of this special week. Let me go ahead and open us with a word of prayer. Father, thank you. Thank you for mothers. Thank you for the differences that you've created between men and women, and that together we are so much more than we are separately. Thank you for what you have done in your creation. Lord, I pray today that you would help us as we honor moms, but we worship only Jesus. It's in his name we ask it. Amen. Well, this morning, as we come to this offering time, I want to encourage you, as you've been giving so faithfully during the course of this time, to continue to make this pastor's heart smile and to continue to give in that faithful way you've been doing, because your giving is making a difference. I was talking last night on the phone with a lady who's been visiting our church, and she was just talking about how she can't wait to get back into services because she misses it so much, and so much good is coming from what you're doing. So I want to remind you just very quickly before we pray for the offering about the three primary ways that you can give. First of all, you can give by mailing in your check. You can just mail it in to Five Forks Baptist Church, 112 Batesville Road, Simpsonville, South Carolina, 29681. And then that comes to our office and it's set aside, and our counters take care of that once every week and go ahead and make that deposit, very similar to the way we do it during a normal service. If you bank online, so if your bank has an online portal, you can obviously give them that address and they can send that check for you as well. But if you'd like to go to our website and do e-giving, you can do that as well, because what you'll do, you'll go to our website, fiveforks.org, you'll navigate up to the upper right corner of the homepage, and you're going to see a button up there that says Give. And when you push on that button, it will take you to a secure, safe portal where you can give either a one-time gift or a reoccurring gift to the ministry here at Five Forks Baptist that is changing lives, not just here in the Five Forks area, but also all across the globe for Jesus Christ. Let's take a moment and pray for that offering that we're going to receive during the course of this week. Father, thank you for the generous giving of your people. Thank you that you don't need our money. You own everything, but you have chosen to confine a portion of your will to using us as human instruments. I find that thrilling. And Lord, I'm so thankful for what you're going to do with this money. I pray that you would bless those who are giving today. Lord, if there's someone who cannot give, please bless them as well. In the difficult financial times in which we find ourselves, I pray that you will help those who are suddenly without work. Lord, I pray that you would guide them to the job that they need to be able to have. Lord, just put those two, the job and the employee, together in a beautiful fashion. Thank you for what you're going to do with these funds. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, good Mother's Day to you again today. And moms, for all the importance you have in the lives of all of us, we want to see what the Word of God has for you today. You know, for a lot of people, Mother's Day conjures up that typical Norman Rockwell type image of a family where everybody dresses up and goes to church on Sunday morning, walks to the white frame church that's on the corner, that tranquil and calm environment. That's not the kind of text we're going to look at today. I want to make it very clear, though, that God's plan for the family has not changed. And while those Norman Rockwell type images have not always lined up completely with what the Bible has to say on topics, God's ideal is still one man and one woman for one lifetime. Divorce shouldn't be an option for two people who have been joined together as one. The Bible is very clear when it comes to the teaching on the family. The Bible is very clear when it comes to the teaching on human sexuality and what that's supposed to be like. The Bible never teaches safe sex because sex is not supposed to be dangerous. It is in the confines of a husband-wife relationship a beautiful thing. The breakdown of American moral fiber is not primarily a breakdown of American government. It is not a breakdown of American schools. It is a breakdown of the family, and in some ways we are reaping the results of that today. So what is it we should do as a church? Well, I think the approach has to be twofold in what we do. On the one hand, we need to hold up the high standards of a godly home. So we need to build a wall as high and as thick as we can to keep people from falling over the cliffs of divorce, from falling over the cliffs of broken homes. But at the same time, we need to have plenty of gasoline in the ambulance at the bottom of the hill to bind up lives of broken homes that have sometimes been shattered. In some ways, Mother's Day can be a difficult time for some people. There are a lot of moms in the Bible that we can hold up as these amazing models on Mother's Day. There's the virtuous woman of Proverbs 31, and I've taught on that on Mother's Day before. There's Naomi. There's Hannah. There's the Shunammite woman. There's Ruth. There's obviously Mary, the mother of Jesus. But on this Mother's Day, we're going to bring to center stage a woman who is seldom named. Her name is Hagar. My hat is off to Hagar, especially on this Mother's Day. Because in the crazy world we're living in for the last few months, she is an amazing example of overcoming, especially in the world of single motherhood. She was young and attractive. She was hardworking. She got pregnant before she was ready. Her husband abandoned her and her son. She lost her job. But God came to her side and to her rescue. And that's what we're going to see today. So if you have a Bible, I want to encourage you to get it. Turn to the book of Genesis. The great thing about this online venue is if you didn't have your Bible there at the couch with you, you can just pause and go and get it and come back. So feel free to do that. But if you have a digital device and you want to follow along digitally, there's a digital link for these notes that's in the bulletin, and it's also going to be on this page. By the way, if you do not own a Bible, I want to encourage you to reach out to us. Just email me, tim@fivefoorks.org, and we would love to get you a copy of the Word of God. Genesis 21, we're going to be looking at verses 14 through 21. Genesis 21, 14 through 21, here's what God's Word says. Early in the morning, Abraham got up. By the way, this is Abraham, sometimes called the father of the faithful. This is Abraham who was, we sing the song Father Abraham as little kids, who is the person who is the one who, out of him came the entire Jewish people, the one who received the promises of God, the one who was called a friend of God. I say all that to say, Abraham, with all of that going for him, was not a perfect man. Don't think for a minute that God is looking for perfect people, because if he is, he's not going to find them. You and I are not perfect. Abraham was not perfect. Let's continue reading and you'll see what I'm talking about. Abraham got up, took bread and a water skin, put them on Hagar's shoulders, and sent her and the boy away. She left and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she left the boy under one of the bushes. Then she went and sat down nearby, about a bow shot away. For she said, I can't bear to watch the boy die. So as she sat nearby, she wept loudly. God heard the voice of the boy. And the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, What's wrong, Hagar? Don't be afraid, for God has heard the voice of the boy from the place where he is. Get up, help the boy up, and sustain him, for I will make him a great nation. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the water skin and gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy, and he grew, and he settled in the wilderness and became an archer. He settled in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother got a wife for him from the land of Egypt. Here's a great story that's given to us in the Word of God about how each one of us can overcome some very specific problems in our lives. And across the centuries, she speaks to us today. And especially today, she speaks to moms. Let's see today why Hagar could trust God. She found a trustworthy God in a trying time. First of all, Hagar could trust God because he was aware of her plight. He was aware of her plight. God knew that she was hurting. Her fate wasn't her fault. It was a result of Abraham's impatience and then his manipulation by his wife. It was his refusal to believe God in the first place that brought them to this point. And folks, do not discount that. Stop for just a minute and think about Abraham, the father of the faithful, refusing to have faith in God. It happens to everyone. And so he sends Hagar and her young son away. Abraham was not a bad man. Again, Scripture says he's the father of the faithful. Scripture says he's the friend of God. Scripture says that his promises will endure forever. But he made mistakes. He got into situations that were bad, and he had to make some hard choices. Ishmael, his son by Hagar, had to be sent away. Now I say had to be. He didn't have to be. In Abraham's mind, he had to be. But Abraham could have charted a way through this difficult situation. I want to make sure you understand that even when you sin, even when you get ahead of God, try and figure things out for God, which, by the way, he does not need your help with. He does not need my help with. Even when you sin, God still will provide a way for you to be godly, even in the ramifications and the consequences of that sin. The Bible simply says here, he sent her away. Those are tough words. Hagar knew what it was like to be rejected. So did her son. Stop and think about that. Think about a man who has a child with a woman and then says, I don't care anything about you. I don't want you anymore. For some of you, you don't have to think too hard about that. It's all too real in your life. But I want you to see what God does for Hagar, because it's what God can do with you as well. This was new to her. She was on her own. There was nobody to help. There was nobody to make decisions, nobody to fix the car if it breaks down, nobody to fix the faucet if it starts to leak. The Bible tells us that she wandered in the wilderness. For a while, she just did not have any direction at all. She didn't know where she was going. She didn't know what she was going to do. Her purpose in life had been lost. This is the plight of a lot of modern mothers today. Do you see Hagar hurting? She'd been sent away. She'd been rejected. Now she's on her own. God knew she was hurting. God knew she was hungry. The Bible says when the water in the skin was gone, she left the boy under the bushes. Her resources had run dry. And there are a lot of moms, especially in the very difficult financial situation we find our nation in today, who are right where Hagar is. They find themselves without resources. They find themselves hurting and without the ability to get their kids what they need. And that led to this. God knew that she was hurting. He knew that she was hungry. He also knew she felt hopeless. She puts Ishmael under a tree. And she goes, it says, about a bow shot away so that she wouldn't have to watch him die. What an incredibly sad story. Does anybody identify with this woman here on Mother's Day? Is there anybody who has gone into the privacy of your bedroom and just shut the door behind you and gotten on the floor and just absolutely sobbed because you didn't know what to do? God had allowed Hagar and her son to come to the point where they no longer could endure in their own strength. And when we get to that point, it feels so hopeless in our lives. But one of the great things we have to understand is it is only when we get to the end of our own strength that God comes in and provides his unlimited resources. Hagar's plight is the plight of a lot of modern mothers today. They're hurting. They know what it's like to be sent away, to be abandoned, to find themselves wandering. Some of them know what it's like today to be hungry. Their resources are gone. The bank account's empty. Maybe today it's not so much physical as it is social or emotional hunger, and especially spiritual hunger for a companion. Other modern moms see themselves hopeless right now. A lot of them come to the end of their rope, and maybe on this Mother's Day I am talking to somebody at the end of their rope. Do not give up. Hagar could trust God because he was aware of her plight. He saw all of this. He knew all of this. And secondly, she could trust God because he allowed her to fight. He says, "What's wrong, Hagar? Don't be afraid, for God has heard the voice of the boy from the place where he is. Get up, help the boy up, and sustain him, for I'll make him a great nation." God gave her this tremendous expectation. These were comforting words, and they gave her a thread to hang on to in a very difficult time. These words were a crack in the door. They were this ray of light at the end of the tunnel. It's interesting. It says this angel of God. Now, who is that angel of God? Sometimes in Scripture, called the angel of the Lord. And whenever you see that in the Old Testament, it's what's called a Christophany. A Christophany is an Old Testament appearance of Jesus. So in other words, before Jesus came as a baby in the manger in the New Testament, he appeared sometimes in the Old Testament with this designation, the angel of the Lord. Now, don't think that Jesus was an angel. Remember what the word angel means. It simply means messenger. And so what we're talking about is the messenger of the Lord here. This was a visit of Jesus to this mom. Our Lord appears a lot of times in the Old Testament. He appeared walking in the fiery furnace. A lot of times we see him showing up when all hope seems to be gone. He's heard the prayers of Ishmael, her son. One of the things that tugs at the heart of God are the prayers of children. This is a fight of a lot of modern mothers today. What mom, what child doesn't want to hear God say, "Fear not, God has heard your prayers"? Do you see her expectations? But God also granted her encouragement. Get up, help the boy up, and sustain him. He allowed Hagar to encourage her son. He gave her the strength to then impart to her child as well. One of the most important things parents can do is to be there to help sustain their kids. What do your kids hear most from you on any given day? Encouragement or rebuke? And I understand days are different. Sometimes there are days when you say, "I have been on that child all day long." But there are other days where you can be encouraging and you can find the good that your child is doing and make sure you let them know it. God granted her encouragement, but he also granted her an example. She lifted him up, and it says she held him by the hand. Literally, it means she walked with him. She showed the way. She led by example. If you look behind the most productive lives, you're going to find somebody a ways back. It may not be far back, or it may be a long way back in their lives, but you're going to see somebody who took them by the hand and walked with them. The fight is on today for modern moms. What an example Hagar is to us today. We see her expectations. She's calling out on God, and God has heard her prayers. We see her encouragement. She's lifting up her child in the midst of a difficult situation. And we see her example. She takes him by the hand and she walks with him. There are millions and millions of kids in America today who are waiting to see that kind of example. If we're ever going to reach a modern world for Jesus Christ, we have to see the plight of many modern moms and the fight of these modern moms. But finally, I want you to see that Hagar could trust God because he applied his might in this situation. It says, "Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the water skin and gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy, and he grew." What happened? God granted his provision. God became her provider. Abraham had given her this skin, and that skin very quickly ran out of water. When we try and do things in our own might, or when we try and rely on the other people around us, it'll only go so far. Abraham gives her a skin that very quickly runs out. God gives her a well of water. Here's a woman who was agonizing with no apparent resources, and all the while there is a well that is nearby. Now, a well's a very important thing, obviously, in the desert. Hagar's condition expresses the spiritual state and condition of a lot of modern moms in the world today, and especially on Mother's Day, it's probably reinforced. Hurting, hungry, feeling hopeless, wandering around without knowledge that there is a well of eternal life that is literally close by them if they will reach out to it. The well had been there all the time. Hagar simply did not see it. It was overlooked until God pointed it out. How many times have we gone down this road where hope is almost gone, where people begin to feel like there's nowhere else to go, and then God comes in and God provides in a way that nobody could have ever believed? God opened Hagar's eyes and he showed her a well. But then she had to go and draw the water. She had to drink from it herself. She had to pass it from herself to her child. Do you see her provision? God came to her rescue. But God also granted his promise. It says God was with the boy and he grew. It says in the text here, God says he's going to make him a great nation. Hagar realized at that point that, yeah, Abraham was gone. And yeah, she didn't have those resources. And yeah, she didn't have the help that she thought she was going to have in raising her son. But she had the help of somebody so much greater. She had the help of God himself. God granted her his promise. And then he also granted his persistence. God gave her the strength to go on and to have a lasting influence in his life. Until the time he was to be married, she stood with him, and then she released him to his wife. You know, there's an interesting sideline to this story. Genesis 25, verse 9. The Bible says that when Abraham died, that Ishmael and Isaac got back together and went and buried their father together. Now you and I both know that the successive lines of those two individuals have had friction and difficulty for millennia now. But in that first generation, Isaac and Ishmael, God gave them the ability to get along when they came together. Because of the persistence of Hagar, Ishmael was able to go home and show respect to the very man who had sent him away. Is that what you need today? Do you need the persistence to fight through the difficulties of your life or maybe your upbringing and to find God's best for your life? A lot of people on Mother's Day are like Hagar. Maybe you're not a single mom today, but maybe you've known rejection. Maybe you're not even a mom. But you find yourself wandering through life, and you find yourself a little bit aimless. There's no direction. There's no purpose. There's no peace. Let me tell you what needs to happen in your life. I don't claim to be an expert on people's lives that I don't know, but there's one thing I can tell you. You will not find peace or purpose or direction until you find Jesus. And on finding him, you'll find all of those. So if you don't know Christ today, I encourage you to come to the one who provides and who promises and who gives power. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes, just right in the stillness of your living room, or if you're sitting in your car waiting to go into work, or if you're at work, wherever you are watching this right now. I want to encourage you today. If you don't know Jesus, you can call out to him. You can come to faith in Jesus today. We do that through prayer. Prayer is simply talking to God, and it is admitting that you are a sinner, that you cannot make your own life work the way it needs to. It is turning from your sin and trusting Jesus alone to save you. It's as simple as calling to him today. Let me tell you what I'd like to do. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And if you don't know Jesus, these aren't magic words, but if you mean them in your heart, God has promised that he will save you. So if you don't know Jesus today, just pray this. Say, "Dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I know my sin has separated me from you. I know you died on the cross for my sins and that you proved you were God 3 days later by rising from the grave. I ask you to forgive me of my sin and save my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen." Now, if you prayed that prayer and you meant it in your heart, the Bible says, not Tim says, the Bible says that you have become a member of the family of God. Congratulations. I want to encourage you, though, God doesn't want spiritual orphans. He doesn't want people out there on their own who are isolated. God wants you to be a part of a family. And so I want to encourage you to reach out to us. Email me, tim@fivefoorks.org. Tell me about the decision that you made. Reach out to us on social media. Go to our church webpage where there's a contact us page and let us know what's happened in your life. We would love to celebrate with you and tell you the plans God has for you next. I guarantee you they'll be beyond your wildest imagination. Now let me also say a word today to those of you who maybe have drawn an application from Hagar's story. Maybe you're hopeless, or maybe you're hurting, or maybe you're hungry. I want to encourage you. Reach out. You can email me. You can call the church. You can contact us. We would love to talk with you and maybe show you how there is a well of water that might be right beside you and you just haven't seen it. Sometimes all it takes is somebody else hearing and telling you what God can do. Thank you so much for joining us today, folks. We love you. We can't wait to see you. God bless you.